The way that your mom and dad demonstrated their love for each other,
positive or negative,
is how you hold love to be. So if you were raised in a home where mom and dad yelled and screamed at each other, that's love. Now, if you get into relationship with someone whose parents demonstrated their love by gentle, nurturing, kind response to each other, you would never feel loved. Because they're gentle, kind, and nurturing, and you're yelling and screaming, and you're looking, trying to connect, and you don't. So you push their buttons and push their buttons until finally you get them up to that point where they're yelling and scream, and then you can feel loved. And then you'll kiss and make up. And then they'll feel love. So that you can have that point of reference of what love is met. So that's love to you, loving and screaming also. You won't yell and scream, so you don't feel loved. So then they're not the one anymore.
For yourself or for them. Well, you probably didn't, but that's how they expressed it. If that's the only thing you see, and they're still married.
So you're doing it just the opposite. And that doesn't work either. Because then there's nobody home.
Well, you wind up stuffing it until you just can't anymore and you have to leave and put everybody out of their misery.
Okay. So you listen to your conversation. Your mind did anyway. But your being was present for the exercise. So it's in there. You got it. Who else?
And you said, I'll never be in this situation. Ever. 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 So every time you go to get in that situation, you get out.
You will be bound up that way.
Well, the terror of that moment takes over. Daddy's gone. Mom's there. Two kids. Pregnant. What happens to us? What are we going to do? What's Mom going to do? Where'd Dad go? Is he coming back?
Survival. Immediate survival. Only time you get close, get too bound up or too controlled or restricted, survival kicks in. That's it on that.
Even too dependent, even too emotionally dependent, will bring the same terror up. So I've got to have some space. I like you a little bit too much. I think I need some space. I've got to have some room. I'm starting to invest everything in this. That's not healthy because of the terror.
Anyone else?
I see my mother and father arguing, and my mom standing there taking all this crap. I don't remember where I was at. How in the world can you stand there and take all this shit? And then I get this feeling, this big rock hitting in the back. I couldn't breathe. Thinking more about the pain in my shoulder.
You got hit in the back with a rock?
Well, it felt like something fell on me.
Well, were they fighting about you having had an accident? But you couldn't breathe. So you find it hard to breathe in your relationship? Okay. Yeah. You're supposed to fight. Except you don't. You do it the opposite.
Did you ever try to intervene? And what happened when you did? Right. It is not possible for him to fight. He will die. Period. So you get to give it up.
Okay.
That'll put a rock on your chest. That will put a rock on your chest.
That's a good one to complete.
One of the things you can do to complete that is the next time you have an upset, going into your room, just sit there and breathe and see what happens. Do you want to complete the terror? The more you practice that, the easier it's going to be.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, let's take a break. Let's take a break. They'd like to share with the group anything you noticed or anything that happened for you. Thank you. Who else? Todd?
Well, right as we were taking our break, I was thinking about relationships. And basically just looking at the way my parents had it and the way I've had it, I guess an overall statement is that relationships suck.
Basically.
So I thought to myself, well, that stand doesn't really work for where I want right now. So I declared it complete.
Good.
And currently stand that relationships are a wonderful, warm, alive, loving creation.
Okay. Good. Okay. Tom?
I'm getting there, but how do you stop that memory of your parents yelling and screaming at each other all the time?
You don't. Stop it. You just choose not to listen to that channel.
To resolve it, you have to forgive them.
I hear it and I say, I never want to get married.
Yeah.
I just don't need this aggravation.
Yeah.
That's not what it's
And has
to be
your marriage been aggravating?
Yes.
Yes. And has it been confrontive?
At times.
Filled with conflict?
At times. Had our good moments.
Well, of course.
And some great moments.
But which one do you remember? The good moments or the conflict?
Myself, I tend to remember the conflicts more.
Right.
Very sensitive about that kind of thing. They tend to stick with me more than the good things.
Right. So that's your sand in the line. Your line in the sand. Sand in the line. I want to go to the beach. That's your line in the sand. That's like your red flag. When arguments stop, it's over. Just like mom and dad. Who needs this aggravation? I don't need this. Your sheep just stop when they start.
The angel sitting on our shoulder gives us whatever we say, whatever we keep talking about, whatever we focus on. For a lot of us, what we focus on is the negative.
The what doesn't work. We have not, as a population, been trained to look at what works in life. What have we been trained to look at? What doesn't work? We don't focus on all the A's we got in school. What do we focus on? The one D.
And that takes away
in
all the...
In my case, I had all D's and one A, so I focus on the one A. Can't be better than, be the worst.
I find when I think back on my relationship with Robert... From 5 years ago, I remember all the great things. And sometimes it takes an outsider saying to me, but what about why you left him? And then I have to remember, but my selective memory has made him out to be fabulous.
One of the seriously harmful influences of my recently departed relationship was that I could never say anything bad about our relationship for 10 years.
Then what ended it?
What ended this kind of relationship?
No. Your relationship.
With her? She'll have to tell you that.
Okay. What happened was, I was going through a period of time at Lehigh University where I taught, where I was getting tenure. There was a new chair in the department, and he decided that he didn't want me there. And so even though my career up until that point there had been fabulous, suddenly it was wrecked. And I just was having a very difficult time dealing with it. I'm a fabulous teacher. My other work that I do, my other professional work is wonderful. And suddenly I was being told...
The way that your mom and dad demonstrated their love for each other,
positive or negative,
is how you hold love to be. So if you were raised in a home where mom and dad yelled and screamed at each other, that's love. Now, if you get into relationship with someone whose parents demonstrated their love by gentle, nurturing, kind response to each other, you would never feel loved. Because they're gentle, kind, and nurturing, and you're yelling and screaming, and you're looking, trying to connect, and you don't. So you push their buttons and push their buttons until finally you get them up to that point where they're yelling and scream, and then you can feel love. And then you'll kiss and make up, and then they'll feel love. So that you can have that point of reference of what love is met. So that's love to you, loving and screaming also. You won't yell and scream, so you don't feel love. So then they're not the one anymore.
For yourself or for them. Well, you probably didn't, but that's how they expressed it. If that's the only thing you see, and they're still married...
So you're doing it just the opposite. And that doesn't work either. Because then there's nobody home.
Well, you wind up stuffing it. So you just can't anymore, and you have to leave. And put everybody out of their misery.
Okay. So you listen to your conversation. Your mind did, anyway. But your being was present for the exercise. So it's in there. You got it. Who else?
And you said, well, I'll never be in this situation. Ever. 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 So every time you go to get in that situation, you get out.
You will be bound up that way.
Well, the terror of that moment takes over. Daddy's gone. Mom's there. Two kids. Pregnant. What happens to us? What are we going to do? What's Mom going to do? Where'd Dad go? Is he coming back?
Survival. Immediate survival. Only time you get close, get too bound up or too controlled or restricted, survival kicks in. That's it on that.
Even too dependent, even too emotionally dependent, will bring the same terror up. So I've got to have some space. I like you a little bit too much. I think I need some space. I've got to have some room. I'm starting to invest everything in this. That's not healthy because of the terror.
Anyone else?
See, my mother and father arguing, and my mom standing there taking all this crap. I don't remember where I was at. But how in the world can stand there and take all this shit? And then I get this feeling, this big rock hitting in the back. I couldn't breathe. Thinking more about the pain in my shoulder.
You got hit in the back with a rock?
But it felt like something fell on me.
Well, were they fighting about you having had an accident? But you couldn't breathe. So you find it hard to breathe in your relationship? Okay. Yeah. You're supposed to fight. Except you don't. You do it the opposite.
Did you ever try to intervene? And what happened when you did? Right. It is not possible for him to fight. He will die. Period. So you get to give it up.
Okay.
That'll put a rock on your chest. That will put a rock on your chest.
That's a good one to complete.
One of the things you can do to complete that is the next time you have an upset, going into your room, just sit there and breathe and see what happens. Do you want to complete the terror? The more you practice that, the easier it's going to be.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, let's take a break. Let's take a break. They'd like to share with the group anything you noticed or anything that happened for you. Thank you. Who else? Todd?
Well, right as we were taking our break, I was thinking about relationships. And basically just looking at the way my parents had it and the way I've had it, I guess an overall standpoint is that relationships suck.
Basically.
Basically.
So I thought to myself, well, that stand doesn't really work for what I want right now. So I declared it complete.
Good.
And declared a new stand that relationships are a wonderful, warm, alive, loving creation.
Okay. Good. Okay. Tom?
I'm getting there, but how do you stop that murmur of your parents yelling and screaming at each other all the time?
You don't. Stop it. You just choose not to listen to that channel.
To resolve it, you have to forgive them.
I hear it and I say, I never want to get married.
Yeah.
I just don't need this aggravation.
Yeah.
That's not what it's supposed
And has
to
your
be
marriage been aggravating?
Yes.
Yes. And has it been confrontive?
At times.
Filled with conflict?
At times. I mean, we've had our good moments.
Well, of course.
It's great moments. And
but which one do you remember? The good moments or the conflict?
I can't remember the conflicts anymore.
Right.
Very sensitive about that kind of thing. They tend to stick with me more than the good things.
Right. So that's your sand in the line. Your line in the sand. Sand in the line. I want to go to the beach. That's your line in the sand. That's like your red flag. When arguments stop, it's over. Just like Mom and Dad. Who needs this aggravation? She just stops when they start.
The angel sitting on our shoulder gives us whatever we say, whatever we keep talking about, whatever we focus on. For a lot of us, what we focus on is the negative.
The what doesn't work. We have not, as a population, been trained to look at what works in life. What have we been trained to look at? What doesn't work? We don't focus on all the A's we got in school. What do we focus on? The one D.
And that takes away
in
all of
them? In my case, I had all D's and one A, so I focus on the one A. Can't be better than be the worst.
I think back on my relationship with Robert from 5 years ago. I remember all the great things. And sometimes it takes an outsider saying to me, but what about why you left him? And then I have to remember, but my selective memory has made him out to be fabulous.
One of the seriously harmful influences of my recently departed relationship was that I could never say anything bad about our relationship.
Then what ended it?
What ended this kind of relationship?
No. Your relationship with
her? She'll have to tell you that.
Okay. What happened was, I was going through a period of time at Lehigh University where I taught, where I was getting tenure. There was a new chair in the department, and he decided that he didn't want me there. And so even though my career up until that point there had been fabulous, suddenly it was wrecked. And I just was having a very difficult time dealing with it. I'm a fabulous teacher. My other work that I do, my other professional work is wonderful. And suddenly I was being told that whatever it was I did wasn't good enough. So I started to do even more outside work and got commissions from all sorts of places to work. The more I did all of that, the more angrier he got with me about why are you doing all of this. But I felt compelled because my career, which was very important to me, was on the line. In the meantime, Robert was going through a bad time with his law firm and his practice, and he was upset. And both of us were upset about our careers, and we didn't deal, neither of us helped the other one deal with it. And then I, foolishly, upon retrospect, fell into the arms of another man who was right there dealing with all my, you know, I practically sneezed, and he was right there at my elbow. And so instead of turning to my partner, who I'd always turned to for the previous 7-8 years, I turned to a stranger. And then when he said, don't do that, I said, well, I have to. And he said, move out of the house. And I did. So, and that's where we didn't communicate. We got so far apart that we didn't communicate. And by the time I went, oh my God, what have I done? He had moved on to this relationship with this other person. So I realized it about, 3 months, 2 weeks? Because he'd been for a year saying, oh, please, let's try. Finally, I lose my new job, and he says, because I got a better job. Even though I wasn't tenured at the one place, I spent a year at another university, and then I got this great job that I have now. And I said to him, let's try. And he said, no. I'm involved with someone, and no.
But do you know that your drive to excel with your career was based on knowing you're going to have a loss in your relationship? That you had been set up, that you had to support yourself?
I was always had set up that I had to.
Had to.
Oh,
regardless
absolutely.
Of
my
anything
parents,
else.
And especially my father, also be able to support yourself. Because don't be in a place. Because with people who had polio, a lot of people got abandoned by their sisters because they couldn't deal with it. And so I was very much, I always have money in the bank. I always have plenty to fall back on. And so threatening my job, I couldn't just, we talked about just sailing into the sunset for you, begging it all. We couldn't afford it to do that. But I was so compelled, I can't not have a job, even though financially we didn't need to work. Robert quit his job and became a sea captain and lived on a sailboat. We could have both done that. We talked about it. Just begging it all. But when I was threatened with the loss of that job, instead of just walking away from it on my own choice, when I was threatened with losing it, I couldn't do it. I was compelled to get a bigger, better job and go, yeah. And I have. I mean, my career is fabulous. My personal life, it sucks. I mean, I'm the chair of the theater department.
Well, you're married to your work.
Oh, I am. I am. I have no personal life because I have a great career right now. And it's not any fun to go home to an empty house. Nobody cares anymore if I come home late.
Well, the house is empty because you married your business, your career. So you have a divorce in the wind.
Another one.
If you're going to ever have a relationship that works, whether it's with him or with somebody else, you're going to have to divorce work.
And have that passion for your relationship.
Anytime you put something else before the relationship suffers. If you put work before the relationship suffers. If you put the children before the relationship suffers.